You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. You enjoy.
Buckle up, because today we're embarking on what's been called an emergency landing. Now, an emergency landing, that sounds, well, intense, right? It immediately got me thinking, what exactly is this mothership and why the emergency?
Well, you're right to be curious because, you know, we're not actually talking about a plane crashing or anything like that. We're diving into this really electrifying DJ mix. It's live from the Mothership to Emergency Landing by Snoop Dogg and DJ Green Lantern.
Oh, Snoop and Green Lantern.
Yeah. And this isn't just like a collection of songs. It's presented as a sonic transmission from the Mothership itself, you know. Called upon, they say, to restore the funk and deliver, well, good vibes to the people of Earth.
Restore the funk. I like that. So it's like a mission.
Exactly. Think of it as this kind of cosmic ride through hip-hop's maybe rawest frequencies. It's pitched as a full-blown interstellar experience.
Okay. Okay. And for you, our listener, we're inviting you to buckle up with us. We're going to do a deep dive into how these two, you know, hip-hop titans collide to create what really sounds like a masterclass in cosmic cool.
Yeah.
So that title itself, Emergency Landing, it definitely grabs you. But then as you get into it, there's this immediate twist, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You get that opening announcement, you know, emergency landing. And before you can really even process what that means, boom, it flips. You hear 10, 9, ignition sequence start, lift off.
Okay, so it's a total misdirection. Brilliant. The mothership hasn't landed in distress at all. It's just it's taking off.
Exactly. And what's so clever, I think, is that the emergency isn't about a crisis. It's more like the urgency of getting those good vibes out there fast.
Right, right. The mission is urgent.
Precisely. And from that liftoff, the destination becomes pretty clear. There's this promise to make this a night to remember. And Snoop, he immediately grounds this whole cosmic thing, declaring, the mothership has landed on the wild, wild West Coast, baby.
Ah, grounding it. West Coast. Very specific. It's not just floating in space.
Not at all. It's a tangible arrival point, like a sonic beacon calling you home, you know.
And it feels like an open invitation, too, to you, the listener. You hear lines like, swing down, I want to ride. It's beckoning you.
Yeah, join us in this journey to another place.
And the best part, I love this part, the ride is free.
Right. It just positions the whole mix as this, like, accessible communal thing. Everybody's welcome aboard the interstellar party bus.
Totally. Okay, so the mothership's engines are roaring, destination West Coast, invitations out. But who's flying this thing? Let's talk about the architects.
Good question. The creative architects behind this sonic transmission.
Yeah, every great journey needs its pilot, its navigator. And here it's clearly Snoop Dogg and DJ Green Lantern. Snoop. Well, he seems to be both the host and, like, the lyrical guide. Aptly described, I think, as the pilot and prophet.
Pilot and prophet, yeah. His voice is just instantly recognizable, isn't it? It's that familiar anchor throughout the whole experience. It pulls you right in.
It does. But he's not just leaning on the voice, is he? You mentioned his agility as an MC.
Oh, absolutely not. He's incredibly agile. And what I found really interesting is how he features unreleased verses here.
Unreleased. Okay, that's cool. Exclusive stuff.
Yeah, but it's more than just exclusive content, I think. It feels like a deliberate move. Like, a strategic way to show he's still got that lyrical prowess, that adaptability. It's reminding us he's still pushing boundaries, you know, not just playing the hits.
That's a really great point. Those unreleased verses are key then.
Yeah.
They underline that Snoop, I mean, decades in, he's not just coasting. He's showing he can still craft fresh stuff, new flows.
Right.
Proving he's still relevant.
Right. And keeps that sort of energy going. And then there's that recurring line, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Yes. The Hendrix nod fits the cosmic theme perfectly.
Totally. It ties it all back to reaching new heights. Musically, maybe personally too.
Okay, so that's Snoop. What about Green Lantern, the Navigator, perhaps?
Definitely the Navigator, maybe the Engineer, too. He crafts this set that honestly feels like a cinematic score. Like, for a hip-hop space odyssey, it's really well put together.
How so? What defines his contribution here?
Well, it's his genre-bending mixes and just razor-sharp curation. That's what creates these incredibly seamless transitions. It keeps the energy relentless, you know, start to finish.
Okay, seamless transitions, relentless energy. You mentioned his track selection is deep. He's digging deep into the crates. Mm. But what makes that special here? Is it just old tracks, or is it how he uses them, those unexpected flips?
That's exactly where his genius shines, I think. It's not just a history lesson. It's forward-looking, but through hip-hop's DNA, he might grab a classic funk break, something everyone knows,
mm-hmm.
and then subtly shift it into, like, a modern trap beat,
yeah.
or drop a crazy vocal sample from somewhere totally unexpected. Those flips, they aren't just clever transitions. They feel like statements.
Statements about?
About how hip-hop is always evolving, right? By honoring its past, but twisting it, embracing the future, it makes the whole mix feel like this. Living, breathing history, but totally fresh.
Wow, okay. That's a really insightful way to put it. Living history. And that soundscape, that curated journey, it definitely creates some distinct vibes, some themes.
For sure.
One that just hits you immediately is the party atmosphere. It's undeniable. Snoop's talking about rocking the floor from the kitchen to the bedroom.
Yeah, and insisting, we don't need a club, we can do it at my house.
Right, with the front doors open. It's so inviting.
Yeah.
Intimate, inclusive. Just pulls you in.
Definitely pulls you into the party. But then, beyond just getting the party started, Snoop drops these moments of reflection, too, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. It's not all just beats and rhymes.
No, he gets into the changing times, observes how things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times are changing. Young expletive is dangerous, rich, and shameless. Do anything to be famous.
Whoa. Yeah, that's pretty sharp commentary right in the middle of the vibe.
It really is. And what's fascinating is how he layers it. He's not just like complaining about the old days. He seems acutely aware of how fame and the industry have changed.
It's like an insider's take, isn't it? From someone who helped build the culture he's now observing. Shows a surprising depth, I think, beyond just the party tracks. Gives you a glimpse into his views on maybe authenticity versus spectacle.
Spot on. Authenticity versus spectacle. And that ties into his own story too, right? The hustle, the success.
Yeah, he touches on that a lot.
He talks about revving up my revenue, being unavailable somewhere in Malibu, and really owning his journey, saying, this is the way that I've learned to survive. It feels powerful.
He does. It's a statement of resilience, of self-made success. But does that confidence, like, ever feel like just bravado? Or does it always feel earned?
That's a good question. For me, it feels earned. Snoop isn't just, you know, bragging randomly. He's recounting this long journey of perseverance. So when he says, you bitch is gonna remember my name, it lands differently. It feels less like arrogance and more about the mark he's made, you know? Through sheer staying power, adaptability, it really highlights his connection to his own legacy.
And he anchors that legacy in his roots, too, which I think adds to the authenticity.
Absolutely crucial. He calls himself a Long Beach East Side mad-ass lunatic.
Uh-huh.
And the quarterback of the West Coast offense, making sure to mention the Death Row Enterprise, still repping it.
It's a strong statement of identity. Enduring legacy, regional pride, it grounds him.
Totally. And then beyond Snoop's personal stuff, the mix itself just celebrates music, doesn't it?
Oh, massively. Yeah, lyrics like, music makes a damn happy day.
And music is my heart and soul. It's painted as this force, almost. Something that can refuse all attention or call a convention-free admission. Like, music itself is the main event.
A unifying, joyful force.
Yeah.
Which connects to that other big theme,
yeah.
The pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, the good life theme, living exquisite. There's just this optimistic vibe running through it all. Lines like, everybody loves the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine of good vibes.
And that repeated affirmation of peace and power. It's about finding joy, contentment, a real escape.
The mix also weaves in some cameos and collaborations, right? Add some texture.
Definitely. Snoop gives a big shout out to October London, says he made him a superstar.
Right, putting people on.
Yeah. And mentions Corrupt and Chen specifically for a roller skating segment. Even calls for a Soul Train line. It's all about that interaction, that community feel inside the mothership.
Yeah, fostering community. And speaking of personal touches, we can't ignore the whole Mary Jane narrative, can we?
Huh. No, definitely not. It's treated almost like a character he's interacting with.
Right, like he's in love with her. It's quite personal.
It is. And he even shares those funny little stories, like the legal encounter bit. I got a license, I can't do nothing but smoke over the car.
I know. I chuckled at that. It's honest. Almost like he's letting you in on a little secret.
Makes you wonder if his car really does have a designated smoking zone.
Mm.
But seriously, it's fascinating how he elevates it. It's not just a passing mention, it's a whole thread.
Yeah, adds another layer of his personality, reinforces that relaxed kind of good vibes atmosphere of the whole thing.
Exactly. And ultimately, I think all these themes, the party, the reflection, the hustle, the music, the good life, even Mary Jane, they all kind of culminate. They lead to this overarching message of unity. Connection.
Yeah, I felt that too. Lines like, we are one.
And our love will see us through. It gets quite uplifting, especially with those kissing game lyrics near the end talking about enduring love and happiness. Brings it all back to human connection.
Okay, so we've been on this incredible sonic trip, unpacked the themes, met the pilots. But let's pull back a bit. Why does this deep dive into this specific mix, Emergency Landing, why does it really matter right now?
Yeah, that's the crucial question, isn't it? I think in this age of just endless algorithmic playlists.
Right, where everything's kind of fed to you.
Exactly. This mix feels like a really potent reminder. A reminder of the power of the DJ as like a storyteller, a curator.
Mm, the human touch.
Yes. It's not just a random collection of songs spat out by a machine. It's curated. It's intentional. It's dripping with personality snoops, green lanterns. It forces you to actually engage with an artistic vision, not just have background noise.
It's like a throwback to mixtape culture, almost, but updated.
Precisely. When mixtapes really shaped careers and scenes, but importantly, it's not just revisiting the past, they're also reimagining the future, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. That blend you mentioned earlier, classic West Coast vibes, but with futuristic beats. It shows how hip-hop can honor its roots while still pushing forward. It's evolution, not just nostalgia.
Spot on. It shows how real artistry can kind of cut through trends. And hey, remember, this is just the second installment, live from the mothership too.
Oh, right. Part two.
Yeah. So it tells us this cosmic journey is probably far from over. Snoop and Green Lantern seem to be actively building this evolving sonic universe, inviting us back for more.
We've definitely taken a pretty unique cosmic ride today, exploring live from the mothership to second Emergency Landing. It's this immersive journey through sound, through story. Feels both classic and incredibly fresh.
Absolutely. And as you think about this whole mothership theme, this idea of needing good vibes or funk restored, it kind of raises a question for you, the listener, doesn't it?
Yeah, what does that restoration feel like for you? For me, maybe it's that feeling of just breaking free. Breaking free from the daily grind, letting loose, find that pure joy. Snoop and Green Lantern seem to have bottled that energy here.
They really have. So maybe the question we leave you with is this. What kind of good vibes, what kind of funk do you feel like you need restored in your own life right now?
Hmm, that's a good one. And following on that, how can you find your own mothership? Your own way to escape the mundane, embrace the good life, find that sunshine, just like Snoop and Green Lantern invite you to do in this mix. Definitely something to think about long after the beats fade.
Mothership landing, got the baseline thumping. Earth a new club, whole planet jumping. Solar system swaying, Milky Way's humming. Black hole bouncing, ain't nobody running. Galactic groove, we moving through the spectrum. Stardust on my kicks, can't forget to flex them. Martian with the mic, spit fire ejector. Comet trails blazing, let the vibe infect them. Ooh, good vibes only, this the cosmic bounce. Universe rocking, let the rhythm announce. Stars align and feel the heavens pronounce. Ain't no gravity here, just the music that counts. Your love. Ooh, ooh. It. Moonwalking sideways, Saturn got the ring. Neptune chilling, got the coldest bling. Venus vibing out, hear our angels sing. We orbit in and sing. Every soul takes wing. Jupiter jiving, big energy blast. Pluto still invited, we ain't holding the past. Spaceship booming, riding beats so fast. Rocket fuel lyrics, engines built to last. From the cosmos to the crowd, feel the glow ignite. Aurora Borealis beams cutting through the night. Supernova energy, it's a stellar sight. Dancing in the stratosphere, everything feels right. Everything feels right. Yeah.
Hi, this is Naomi, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you.